Good morning, everyone. It's Randy McLean at Waypoint, and I wanted to welcome David Bodders from Sparks IQ. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Randy. Glad to be here today.
The reason that we asked you all to come this morning is that we, like you, are watching what's happening in the market and seeing radical change being enforced on us by the current situation. And we're quite concerned about making sure that our clients and others are able to respond quickly and effectively to what's going on so that we can preserve and protect cash flow and make sure that when we come out of this thing on the other end, which we will, that we're best positioned for the market to come. We've been reaching out to various people in the marketplace looking for additional solutions besides just the things that come out of Waypoint. And one of the things that we're particularly interested in is a switch program that Sparks IQ has put together, which is a quick hit, rapid pricing solution that can make an immediate change to preserving and protecting cash flow without going through the long process of a full-on major pricing program. But it does bring a lot of the expertise and experience that they've gained over the last two-plus decades in doing this kind of work and applies it to situations that we're looking at right now where we can do some things immediately to preserve our cash in April, not in July. So I asked David if he would come and tell us more about this program and give you all an opportunity to consider using something that's low cost but high impact and will protect your cash flow immediately. We expect that the cost dynamics of this to be to cost significantly less than the benefits that you'll gain, because nobody has additional cash that they want to be investing long term right now. And this is one of the programs that we found that seems particularly suited to our current situation. I'm going to turn it over to David, but I've taken some time to examine this, and I think that it really addresses one area that's always been a problem for us in the distribution business, and that's the death by a thousand cuts, where we have certain types of activities and customers and product lines that incrementally draw profits off from the pool that we've been developing and, in fact, are cutting our cash flow rather than increasing it. And so we see this as a program that is a direct answer to this, a direct response. And, of course, we all need to move right now to preserve what we're going to need to survive and weather the storm that's upon us. And so I really wanted to have an opportunity to let all of you see what this switch program is about. So, David, I'll turn it over to you so that you can tell us more about the value of this thing and exactly what it is.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. I'm glad to be here today and speak and reach out to the Waypoint community. We're excited about our partnership with Waypoint. Obviously, we've been working over the last couple decades on very similar challenges for distributors, which is really how to optimize business profitability in very complex operating environments with thousands of products, thousands of customers, dozens or hundreds of salespeople, all trying to sort out, you know, very difficult economic questions about the terms of trade between them and their customers and how they manage cost to serve versus willingness to pay. So I think it'll be a great webinar. Obviously, it's a very sensitive time in the economy. We see that this is really a once in a century type of trough, and we think that companies need to be particularly vigilant right now about steps that they can take to conserve cash and in particular to plug the leaky invoice line items that plague most of the businesses. And that's really where the Waypoint Sparks IQ convergence begins. So just a quick overview of Sparks IQ, for those of you who may not know us, previously Strategic Pricing Associates, or SPA. I started the company in 1993, 27 years ago, and our company works with over 400 different distribution businesses across a huge diversity of vertical markets, We work with over 200 manufacturing businesses around the world, typically Fortune 500 industrial type companies. In many cases, we work with both the manufacturer as well as with their distribution channels. We're also the exclusive pricing analytics partner for Epicor suite of ERP platforms, which have over 2,700 distribution companies in them. We also work, of course, with companies on a broad diversity of other ERP systems, including Infor platforms, Microsoft, and many other platforms. So our company has been awarded a large number of recognitions over the years for the quality of our tools, as well as the impact. And we're glad to be able to provide you with a brief overview of a particular solution today that we think is right-sized for the moment that we're all going through at this point in time. So as we mentioned earlier, there is this big question in distribution about how to optimize profitability. And most Waypoint customers are well familiar with the concept of the whale curve. We'll just review it briefly for those who may not be familiar. When we look at the invoice line profitability of customers and products being served by a typical complex distribution business, we find that there is a first chunk of customers and products who are highly profitable, who generate a disproportionate amount of profitability. That may be 20% for some companies. It may be a larger, smaller number for other companies. There's a kind of a middle 60% band where we see essentially profit neutrals. Those are customers and products or combinations thereof that are sustaining the peak profitability of the company. And then there's this long tail of what should be convenience products that are premium priced to customers that are actually draining profitability from the business. What this means for most companies, anybody on Waypoint can readily see within their own toolkit what their ratios are. But conservatively, we see that the ratio of peak internal profit to the actual net profit ranges from 1.5 to 3x. Of course, there are companies out there that have 5 or even 10x ratios of peak internal profit to net profits. But the key dynamic here of struggle between profitable invoice line items and unprofitable invoice line items is really the thing that pushes down, that suppresses distributor profitability. And as you think about sales teams constantly trying to add products to the assortment to please their customers, the unfortunate fact is that many of those products at the long tail on the right are very convenient for customers, but unfortunately sacrifice profitability for their companies. And so really the reason this becomes so important, or one of the most direct paths to resolving this issue, is understanding how Salesforce set prices. And what we see in the marketplace is the vast majority are using cost plus to set pricing. And unfortunately, the cost basis that is loaded in the system, in the ERP system, while it may be reasonably representative for their high volume, high velocity products, when we get to that long tail of convenience products, unfortunately, it's a deeply flawed metric. And in fact, the cost to serve, the true cost to serve of these products is often much greater than the margins that sales reps are adding to their orders. And so it's that flawed cost basis combined with cost plus pricing behaviors that is really driving the right side of the whale curve here. So as we think about one of the key issues here is, what is the cost basis that sales reps see within the business system when they're doing cost plus? And unfortunately, this is often the vendor's cost that they're charging you. It has no relationship to the true cost to serve that would include the holding costs of inventory, the handling costs internally, the pick, pack, and ship characteristics of products. These costs can vary radically over the scope of products and customers that a distributor serves. So what happens when sales reps start using morning, Randy, glad to applaud for certain products in their assortment, is they sacrifice a lot of potential profitability. And we see typically 100 to 200 basis points or 1 to 2 margin points, which represents $100,000 to $200,000 per year of incremental cash flow for every $10 million of revenue. So the question becomes, how do we help companies to rectify the situation? How do we do so in a way that's nimble and doesn't require big change management initiatives. Well, it starts with understanding that, first of all, how this dynamic exists. And what we see is that the long tail of low volume products that distributors are selling have some very predictable adverse economics going on with them. We see that their average order values tend to be at the right side of the tail, relatively low average order values. We see that they're disproportionately being sourced in inefficient ways, not from stock, but from other vendor direct dropship type of approaches. And as we understand all the other different economic layers here, what this means is ultimately we have a high percentage of unprofitable invoice line items. In fact, the average distributor, Waypoint data show, has 40% of their invoice line items that are actually losing money. And for many companies, that number is much larger. So one of the issues becomes, how can we start to restate the here today? Reflective of the overall magnitude of cost to serve, and also to be sensitive to competitive pressures in the marketplace. So Sparks IQ uses a multivariate statistical model to understand, leveraging the same invoice data that Waypoint customers are using today, to be able to really understand where is the sensitivity within the thousands of products that a particular distributor is selling. And what we see is that using over a dozen different statistical attributes, things like order frequency, purchase volume, share of spend, the other order dynamics that we see within order patterns, we can start to really stratify the sensitivity of products into four major blocks of sensitivity, core A products being the most visible that a customer buys, down through the non-core and C and D items, which tend to be the lowest sensitivity. And one of the great opportunities for distributors is to identify those high cost to serve, low sensitivity products, where we can restate the cost basis and help prompt those sales teams without any change management coaching or training effectively, to just take a smarter cost basis and to apply their usual pricing methods to those products.
David, if I may interject, one of the things that particularly intrigued me about this particular approach is that the biggest hurdle that we typically run into is the change management hurdle that we have, trying to get the sales force to change what it does, trying to get the customers to change what they do. And there's a lot of training involved in that. There's a lot of coaching and management and incentives and so on that are involved in making that happen. It tends to be complex, and it also stretches out the amount of planning and that has to go into the program in order for it to be successful. In this particular approach, it's devoid of those kinds of things because it's more of a mechanical approach on the front end, where we're adjusting the cost basis that the salespeople are working from. They continue to do what they've always done. The customers are seeing changes that are remediating the issues where we have these death by a thousand cuts, where we have too many products that are being sold with insufficient margin to cover the cost to serve. And we can start to apply very small incremental corrections to the pricing levels on a systemic level, rather than having to go negotiate with the biggest customers on the biggest products. Instead, what we're doing is we're taking what is normally a second tier approach on the small customers, small low volume products that are really in aggregate losing a lot of money, even though you individually they only have a small drag on cash flow and profits. And so this is one of the things that makes it look to me like something that can be implemented right now for a result right now, because it basically omits the things that are expensive, difficult, and time-consuming in most of these kinds of programs.
Yeah, this is really where our expertise over the decades has taught us a lot, because we, of course, do help clients with strategic pricing initiatives that involve really improving the capabilities of sales forces to sell on value, not price, to be able to build stronger customer relationships and support higher value. But those are activities that are complex and time consuming. And while they do raise the value ceiling of a distributor, they are not the type of quick solutions that are called for in today's economic times for many companies. So we believe that this solution is right-sized for the moment. It's typically implemented in fewer than 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks time, and ultimately it's designed to meet companies where they are from a behavioral perspective. We think that's a critical aspect of its design. So as we look at how it works, it's really about understanding the visibility or competitiveness of product families and the sensitivity of SKUs. So every vendor product family we work with to tier into layers or quintiles of visibility or competitiveness in the marketplace. That's what you can see on the left side. And then we have within a product family, the sensitivity of SKUs. These are typically 3 or 4 decimal place sensitivity ratings that help us to scale up or down the relative sensitivity of products, again, based on customer market basket analysis. And then we also see that there is an opportunity to adjust those premiums that can be put into the ERP system by the unit price or cost of a product. And that is to basically recognize that very low cost products support higher percentage premiums compared to high cost products. So it's really the intersection of these two types of tables, which you can maintain within your business system, that allows you to quickly build a table that reflects your own competitive market conditions and aligns the cost basis in a way that you feel comfortable with as a management team. So this is not a black box exercise by any means, and we'll show a little bit more how we go through the process. So, but again, one of the things that we like about it is that we can very easily within this process isolate products within a product family, the A and B items, and also isolate the most competitive products that we sell and sidestep the cost basis adjustments that we're talking about. And we can narrowly focus small percentage increments on those products which are less competitive and also less sensitive in the marketplace. So the nice thing about the transactional data, again, these are broadly available within the Waypoint solutions and can easily be converted to this purpose, is that they allow us to very quickly create precise, incremental, small changes to the cost basis that lead to big changes in profitability. If you just want to understand how it works from a simple example, if you take a product whose standard cost from the vendor is $10 and your sales team is putting their favorite margin number, peanut butter number, on the different items in an order, maybe it usually ends in a 0 or 5, that number magically ending in a 0 or 5. Their price would typically be $12.50. And that might make sense for high velocity, high efficiency products that you sell. But we see
we like you are
retail products, there's a hidden cost to serve that often isn't reflected there. And based on the sensitivity of the item and how we see the cost inaccuracy, we add a small adjustment to that cost basis. So in this case, the rep would see a $10.50 cost. When they apply their typical peanut butter margin of 25%, for example, they end up with a different price. And this is just the sales team continue its existing behaviors, but producing these extra small slivers of price. Again, they're isolated to those products which are of low competitiveness and low sensitivity in the customer's market basket. And the same type of math can work with a list less approach with those retail products, where we adjust the list price basis of those products and then are able to, again, selectively changing the list price. When they apply their favorite discount number, they'll again produce a different price based on the adjusted list price that we provide. So in this case, instead of $100 with a 30% discount, it's $104 list price, 30% discount, leading us to $72.80 versus $70. So these dynamics work the same in the list example versus the cost plus example. The only difference is with the list less, it tends to be more important to exclude those products whose list prices are highly visible in the marketplace. So this has been, we've implemented this type of solution literally hundreds of times over the last 27 years. Here's an example of one client. They are a large national supplier of irrigation and landscaping products, over $1 billion in revenue, 95,000 SKUs, over 4,000 product groups. Their management team had been struggling over the years with stagnant margins, heavy cost plus within their sales force, really Wild West pricing without any type of structure or discipline. And they had over 450 branches making independent pricing decisions. Their management team would joke that they effectively had at least 450 different pricing strategies. So they realized that given how fragmented they were, how decentralized and autonomous the branches were, that any solution to try to improve their margins was going to require a unique approach that would not assume big change management. So they implemented a switch on their the cost premiums from switch on their existing pricing matrices. And so the premiums, of course, there are many products that were excluded that had zero adjustments, but for those that did, they range typically from 1% to 9% premiums on the long tail of about 70,000 products, accounting for about 45% of revenue. So they did not bother to, they had already had a history of protecting or providing landed costs to their branches. So they felt no need to engage the branch sales personnel on the long tail products that weren't being sourced at the branch level. And really they just continued their existing behavior. And lo and behold, 45 days after initiating the project, this again for a multi-billion dollar company, is a relatively quick initiative for a typical company under $250 million. This can be done in less than a month. Typically 2 to 2 weeks would be a reasonable assumption depending on the ERP platform. But what this produced for them was over 200 basis points of impact on affected revenue, $17 million of profit impact in the first 12 months that eventually grew to over 380 basis points as they tweaked the puff factors further, the cost basis further. So we really like this process because it helps any company that has complexity, thousands of products, thousands of customers, and sales forces with autonomy to quickly convert an export of their transactional data that takes usually a day or two. You provide those data to Sparks IQ through a secure FTP site. You validate the data, make sure we're analyzing the right data sets. Typically takes a day or two. We then provide back the recommended pricing adjustment factors. And then your team will typically review those. That could take an afternoon or it could take a day or two, depending on the scale of the product assortment and how much time you want to dedicate to it. After you've reviewed those recommendations, cost adjustment recommendations, you then start to load these into your business system. That's, of course, where
in the market and seeing
providers and their partners is so valuable. It really helps you to be able to do this quickly and seamlessly, so it appears the cost adjustments appear directly in workflow and don't require an IT initiative and don't require a sales management initiative. So this go live process is predictably adding 1 to 200 basis points to the bottom line and without any customer reactions in the marketplace. And 30 days would be a conservative estimate. Many clients do it much faster than that. So this is designed to really help you to fix the right side of the whale curve. Every Waypoint client knows that this is an issue. The big question is, what actions will you take, particularly in difficult economic times, to start to address these known dynamics? And anywhere you have this, thousands of products, thousands of customers, hundreds of vendors, dozens or hundreds of salespeople problem, you need a solution that meets your business where it is and that can quickly implement changes without requiring a lot of change management. And the good news is there's easily 1 to 2 margin points available here. So we tried to make this a quick overview of the solution. We believe that it's symbolic of how quickly this program can be deployed. We've done it hundreds of times. For those of you who'd like to learn more, you can contact Paul Gordon, who's our business development manager. You can see his contact information here. You can also visit sparksiq.com, look for our switch product, and we will make available following the webinar a download of this presentation available for folks who have a greater interest in it. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to learn about this. We believe the moment is right for those companies that want to protect cash and to really make the right strategic steps that help them to make short-term gains while also setting them up to be more successful as we emerge from this difficult economic time. Sparks IQ has a broad array of solutions to take you beyond this, but we believe this is a great start for any company that wants to build its cash position and to be successful. Randy, any other thoughts or questions on your side?
Well, I just wanted to briefly mention that our second quarter executive brief is going to run, I think, next week. And this is going to be specifically about response to the coronavirus situation, the kinds of things that we're seeing in the market. It's a mixed bag for certain distributors because they're seeing an increase in business in certain sectors, but most of us are taking a hard hit, and we want to spend more time talking about programs like this and the kinds of things that customers distributors should be doing to prioritize and protect the right customers, to make intelligent cuts where they're necessary, and also to make sure that whatever we're doing is positioning the company for the other side of the trough. Things are going to come roaring back at the end of this thing, and people are going to want to have things already in place to exploit that, because this is going to reshuffle the marketplace. There are going to be winners that are no longer winners and losers that are no longer losers at the end of this, and it's going to be highly dependent on the reactions that that executives make for their companies right now. And so we're going to spend some time talking about those things. And our objective is to give you some extra ideas and concepts, plans, strategies, tactics that you can put into the mix of what you're thinking and what you select in order to make your own way through the environment that we're in right now. So this switch product, I think, is a very intelligent approach to fit into the overall list of things that companies are going to need to do. And so we're really pleased to have David and his team thinking through the kinds of things that that you're going to need to respond right now, and to give you some concrete things that you can do. And we're going to give you more concrete things to do next week. So keep an eye out in your email for that session as well.
Looks like, Randy, we have a few questions here. So one question we got is, who's involved in this type of a project? And one of the things that we've made a real effort to do is to simplify the deployment of this. Basically, it would be typically your IT leader, who is the one who will extract the invoice
enforced on us by the current situation
policies. You might also involve either a product manager or a sales leader who understands the sensitivities or visibility of product families in the marketplace. But this is not intended to be a project by committee. It typically would involve a relatively small amount of time, typically 1 or 2 days over a 2-week period by those individuals to get this work done. Another question that we are often asked is, how will this affect customers? Will customers push back on this? And one of the most important attributes of this solution is that it carefully sidesteps most of the, almost all of the top half of revenue that customers are buying. So it's really targeted towards the long tail of spend at the bottom of a customer's market basket. And having done this hundreds of times over the years, we see that consistently these monies are not reacted to by the customer base. And so this is really a windfall for companies that understand it and act upon it. And that's one of the reasons that we've elected this approach. Another question we're frequently asked is, how much does it cost? And one of the great things about this product is it's designed for most sales teams to cost less on a monthly basis than cell phone service. So if you think about being able to generate $100,000 to $200,000 per year of incremental profit for every $10 million in revenue for the price of cell phone service, that's a pretty good deal. Most of our clients will pay for the services within 2 to 4 weeks of going live on the product. We also have unprecedented short-term contracts for this solution. We believe that agility and short contract durations are important. So we have a monthly fee schedule with very short initial subscription periods to get people started. And last question that we have here is, what should I do if my, how do I change the business system? Were there any changes required, modifications required to the business system? And the answer is no, that these files will be loaded directly within the ERP system. There's no software to integrate. There's no further technology project involved. These are simply tables that leverage existing functionality within the ERP system.
David, there are people in the audience that are using SVA pricing already. Yes. How does the Switch product integrate with what they've been doing with the regular SVA pricing?
You're already an SVA customer, Sparks IQ customer. The good news is this is already part of your solution. So your congratulations, you've already got this built in. For those of you who aren't, this is kind of one of the first building block steps to get you on the path to a broader profit improvement initiative. So
would this be
intentionally segmented the offering?
Would this be a good time for people that do have SBA or Sparks IQ programs to perhaps run a quick review of the program to make sure that it's fully tuned for the environment today?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I think, you know, we do have clients right now who are doing refreshes of their analysis to reflect the current business environment. And some of them are opportunistically seeing areas of the economy where there's an opportunity to increase the price factors based on scarcity and supply chain. Of course, there's other parts of the economy where they're being careful to back off a little bit. So it's always dynamic. That's the reality of this. And you want to work with a partner who understands those market forces.
David, there's companies out there that use Epicor products, P21, Eclipse. Does the program integrate with the facilities in that software?
Yeah, that's probably the most exciting opportunity for anybody who has P21 or Eclipse. The good news is that this module that activates Switch already exists within the ERP system, so it's really just an activation as opposed to a deployment, which is one of the keys to really speedy implementation. It's still a very fast solution in other ERP platforms, but if you've got P21 or Eclipse, this is really lightning fast from a deployment perspective.
I have a more technical question. I'm not sure this is the right venue for it, but I'll take a shot at it anyway. The Waypoint system actually creates profit value segmentation. And part of what happens in Waypoint is we evaluate the customers, not necessarily on what their volume is, quite concerned about making sure that profit production versus cost to serve is. And so that kind of integrates things like people that buy a lot of items at a time or smaller quantities at a time. That's all part of the evaluation. Now, I know that for Waypoint clients, we're going to be exporting the Waypoint data, including that information to you for the Switch program. But the question is, for people that are buying small quantities and large quantities of things on a per line basis, is the Switch program going to take that into account?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about the multi-factor model is it really looks at order composition to understand the dynamics of customers and how they buy from you. So that's always going to be one of the key variables in assessing the cost to serve as well as the price basis adjustment.
All right, and then there's another technical question having to do with how the margins are going to be, I think, reported back to the system. And I'll just speculate a little bit, and you can correct me where I'm wrong. I know that in Waypoint, we discourage people from fiddling around with the cost basis in Waypoint, basically hiding additional margins from the system. Although in some cases their regime pretty much requires it. But I think that there's a risk of the creating phantom costs and then having the system be unaware of them when management is trying to evaluate the true margin in those areas. And that sounds like it's more of a systems issue than a Switch issue.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about the cost basis optimization is it explicitly separates the invoice cost from the price basis cost. And so anytime you're calculating your margins, you will be using the true cost of the product, the stated cost of the product. what we're doing here is providing within the pricing matrices or other pricing reference tools, we'll be providing a more accurate, let's just say, adjusted cost basis that's used only for pricing purposes and not for calculating any other accounting or financial reports.
Yeah, okay, I agree. And then the ramifications for that for Waypoint clients would be that the margin gains that you got by resetting your pricing in these small incremental sales for the smaller customers, where I think Switch would be doing most of its work, would be fully reflected in Waypoint. So if you had margin gains, you'd see them in Waypoint.
And you should also see a shift in your whale curve as you display it. So basically that right side of the whale curve will start to contract towards the middle and rise into the upper right-hand corner as you mitigate. You will not eliminate those. To be clear, you won't generally eliminate the losses on the right side, but just cutting them by, you know, a quarter or a half is really what drives the 1-2 margin.
Yeah, there's a great deal that you can learn about what's going on in the business by understanding fully how to read a whale curve in its entirety. And for, you know, a few of the people that are in the audience, they'll be well aware of this. And so this may be relevant for them. But I would expect that what we've seen in the past, where we've seen people do the kinds of things that the Switch does, is it not only reduces the losses you take on the right hand side. More importantly, it reduces the amount of downslope that you see on the back of the whale curve. And what that does is have the effect of lifting the tail end of the whale where it ends at your profit line up altogether. So it's almost like dangling a line in the water from your fishing rod. And when you lift the tip of the fishing rod, whatever's down at the bottom lifts up by the same amount.
And that's so, right. And think about the typical distributor being at 4% operating profit. If you can get one margin point or two margin points, that represents a 25 to 50% improvement in cash position and enterprise value, all the key metrics of success. So we think regardless of where you are in the buy, sell, build cycle of your business, this is a great resource.
And are able to...
It's not whether the opportunity exists, but who will pursue it.
Well, what I like about it right now is we have a moment in time when this kind of action is appropriate, valuable, and effective, and it builds a habit into the company, as it were, or a system or procedure into the company that will serve it well for decades to come. As long as that kind of thing is maintained, it basically eliminates a part of the business that has been a profit drain in most distributors that are so far down the priority list or have been down the priority list enough that action doesn't get taken there. So it means there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that could be had right now. And it also means that it positions the company really well to generate higher levels of profits on a sustainable and almost permanent basis.
Yeah, well, I want to again thank you, Randy, for inviting the Waypoint community to join today. It's been nice to chat with everybody. Again, if you'd like to reach out and learn more about it, feel free to contact us and stay safe with your families during this difficult time. Try to control the things that are under your control, and we'll look forward to brighter days to come. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. My thanks to everyone as well. Look forward to speaking with you next week when we talk about the situation specifically. So take care, have a good day, and do stay safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Take care.